Heather, thanks so much for that reading, and good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be with you for our all-age carol service. I'd like to invite the children and young people to come forward. We've got some mats here for you to sit on, and we're going to be doing an experiment together during the talk this morning using these 8 balloons that you might be able to see I've got here. So come on forwards, please, children and young people. And parents, if you think your little ones might need some assistance, please do come with them and perch with them here on the mats. While we learn together. Perfect. And I hope even if you're sitting at the back there, you can just about see what I've got in front of me here and around me. Let's pray and ask God to meet with us this afternoon. Loving God, as we think about your word this afternoon, please speak to each one of us, young and old. As you remind us what happened that first Christmas, please teach us what you are like, and please grow our trust in you. Amen. Now, today we're taking a slightly different angle on Christmas, and we're going to think about Christmas promises. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can have a verse on the screen here. We're thinking about one sentence from the book of 2 Corinthians in the Bible, and it says this: "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." So, boys and girls, at Christmas time, we often make promises. I wonder if you ever make promises like this: "I promise that I'll tidy my room before Christmas." Perhaps some of us have made those promises. Or, "I promise that I'll stay in bed until 7 in the morning." But adults, we make promises as well. "I promise that I'll come home from work early to help put the decorations up." Anyone made promises like that? "I promise I'll take the bins out." We make promises at Christmas time. Now, boys and girls, do you think I always keep my promises? Before you answer, please remember that I am a vicar. Do you think I always keep my promises? Anyone like to shout out their answer? So I've got one friend who thinks I do, but everybody else is saying no, aren't they? You don't. Well done. And you were going to say no. Very good. Now, you know what? I try to keep my promises, but sadly, I don't always manage it. Well, we're thinking this morning, this afternoon, about some promises far bigger than our promises. We're thinking about promises that God makes in the Bible. You know that hundreds of years before Jesus was born, God promised that he would send a rescuer. Through his prophets in the Bible, God promised what this rescuer would be like and what he would do. And folks, each one of these balloons stands for a promise of God in the Bible. So I'm going to be looking for a few readers to come up and read some of these promises out. Who would like to read the first promise? Yes, young man, come on up for the first one. Please take your place at the microphone there. Hands down, there's going to be 4, so hopefully lots of you will have a chance. Each of these balloons has a promise that God makes in the Bible centuries before Jesus was born. Could you read that one for us, Zachary, into the microphone?
God promised a ruler from Bethlehem.
God promised a ruler from Bethlehem. Now, this is from the book of Micah in the Bible. I think we can have it on the screen. Let me read the... I think we have that up on the screen. If not, I can find it in my book. I should know these verses by heart, really. There we go. 700 years before Jesus was born, God promised this. "Bethlehem Ephrathah, you might not be an important town in the nation of Judah, but out of you will come for me one to be a ruler over Israel. That promised son will stand firm and be a shepherd for his flock." God says his rescuer will come from Bethlehem. Thank you. Who'd like to read our second promise? Yes, young lady, come on up. Same microphone. Something else that God promised, this time 800 years before Jesus was born. Read it into that microphone there, please.
God promised a virgin birth.
A virgin birth. Now, thank you. This is from the book of Isaiah. And chapter 7, and again, I think we can see on the screen here, it says this: "The virgin is going to have a baby, she will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." So God promised, before Jesus came, that there would be a miracle baby born who would be God with us. Thank you very much. Now, who'd like to have a look at my third promise? Yes, would you like to come up? If you've got your big reading voice ready, come on round. Careful now. Very good. Good boy. Here we go. So, can you read that for us?
Good.
Yeah, and then that's promised.
A.
King.
In
the family of David. Well done. God promised a king in the family of David. Thank you. Back down you go. Now, here we are also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11 and verse 1. God promised a stump, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Jesse was King David's dad. When God made this promise, he was promising a king in the family of King David. We're going to see one more promise about God's rescuer. And who would like to read this one? Yes, you've been very patient. Thank you. Come on round. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, God promised a crucified Saviour. Now this promise, again, comes in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, which says this: he was pierced for our transgressions. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. God promised that his rescuer would be pierced, and it would be for the wrong things we have done to bring us peace and forgiveness. So, boys and girls, it is amazing that God promised all these things about his rescuer hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Where he would be born, Bethlehem, that he'd be born through a miracle, that he'd be in the family of David, and that he would be a crucified Saviour. And ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there are literally hundreds of promises given in the Bible before Jesus was born about the very details of where God's rescuer would be born, how he would live, how he would die, how he would rise again? I remember a few years ago sitting down with a friend who was looking into the Christian faith, and we read a number of these promises, and we were absolutely gobsmacked. You can't explain them away. These promises, they strengthen our faith that God is there, that he speaks in the Bible, and that Jesus is his promised rescuer. So everyone, here we are in part one. We've been learning that God is a promise-making God. Now, we know a song about this, which we're going to sing, and the song is called A Long, 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 Long Time Ago.
Do we have all the children up at the front who'd like to join in the action?
Thank you so much. Please do take a seat, everyone. So, folks, we've been learning that God is a promise-making God, and each one of my balloons here stands for a promise that God has made in the Bible. And now we're going to do an experiment, and we're going to find out how strong these balloons are. So, first of all, I'm going to get my table from behind me here. We have one regular, moderately heavy table. I wonder if the balloons are strong enough to take the weight of a table. What do you think? If you think they're strong enough, can you put up your hands? So, a few hands are up, but not many. Okay, hands down. Let's see. Let's put them to the test. Okay, I just want to make sure they're under. We seem okay so far, don't we? So that was a surprise to about half of us. Now, does anyone think the balloons would be strong enough to take not only the weight of the table, but also their weight standing on the table? Are there any young people who think, yes? Reuben, would you like to come on up? Who else thinks, young or old, that the balloons might be strong enough to take their weight as well as the weight of the table? Yes, come on up. Is there anyone else here who thinks that these balloons might take their weight? Yes, young man there, you come up. Now, I'm going to need two supporters. Kate, perhaps you could support at this end. Heather, would you mind supporting this end? Come round to my side, folks. Now, the supporters aren't going to take any of the weight, but they're just going to stop the table slipping aside. And now we're going to find out, are these balloons strong enough to take not only the table, but also these three brave souls. Now, ladies and gentlemen, health and safety is always our first consideration here at St Mary's Church. So I'm going to offer you my arm, and it's time for you to step up, and we'll find out. Oh, we're okay so far. Now, you hold on to Kate for support. And then will you be happy in the middle? Come on up there. Up you go. Hold on to Reuben for support. And then, young man, come up here and hold on to Heather for support. So we're okay so far. And in fact, I'm so confident in him. If you just move to your left a little bit, young man. That I'm going to get on as well. Does everyone feel safe? Very good. Now, I'll help you off in the same reverse order. So back you come. Very good. Back you come. The balloons are quite strong. It's the stepping on and off that's been keeping me up nights. And please take your seats again. Thank you. Okay, don't worry too much about that. Now, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want us to learn from today. That just as these balloons were surprisingly strong, so also God's promises are even stronger than we realise. Just as these balloons didn't break, God's promises will never break. Just as these balloons didn't let us down, God's promises will never let us down. Christmas shows us that God always, always, always keeps his promises. That verse, again, we had from the book of 2 Corinthians. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. So God promised a ruler from Bethlehem. Yes, in Jesus he kept it. God promised a virgin birth, a child who would be God with us. Yes, in Jesus he kept it. God promised a king in the family of David. He promised a crucified saviour. Yes, in Jesus he kept it. Christmas shows us that God always keeps his promises. Now, I wish we had time for me to tell you all of the promises that God made in the Bible. Let me just mention four more, because they are wonderful. Here's one here. God promises to forgive everyone who trusts in Jesus. Caden, would you look after this one for me, please? What a promise. All of our wrongdoing washed away. God promises to give his Holy Spirit to all who trust in Jesus. Cynthia, would you look after that one for me? What a promise. God coming to be in us to change us from the inside out. God promises that in all things he works for the good of those who love him. Would you look after that one for me? What a promise that whatever happens in life, God is working for the good of those who love and trust him. And then my last one here for today. God promises eternal life to all who trust in Jesus. And perhaps you'd like to look after this one for me. God promises that he will take us to live with him forever in his perfect home. These are very great and precious promises. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we all have times in life when we wonder what we can rely on. You know, the last 5 weeks or so with the general election, we've had promise after promise after promise. We know we can't always rely on the promises other people make to us. We'd like to think we can rely on our health and on our jobs, but we know that they sometimes fail us. Even the people around us sometimes let us down. But there is one place in which we can always rely, and that is the promises of God in the Bible. Christmas shows us that God always keeps his promises. So boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this Christmas I want to challenge you to do what our three brave volunteers did. Do you remember what those three volunteers did? They came, they put their trust in these balloons, and they stood on the promises of God. This Christmas I want to challenge you to stand on God's promises. To trust in Jesus Christ, to rely on the fact that all who trust in him are forgiven, are given God's Holy Spirit. God's working for our good. He's bringing us to be with him forever. Take your stand and build your lives on the promises of God. Christmas gives us confidence to do that because it shows us that God always, always, always keeps his promises. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that all those centuries before Jesus was born, you promised what your rescuer would be like. Thank you that in Jesus, you have kept all those promises. Please help us now to be those who stand on your promises, who rely on you to keep them, and who build our lives on Jesus Christ. Amen.